So let's review. Ashir began with Rav's ruling regarding people who are Bekiyin Bekvi Diyarcha, experts in calculating the calendar, and know exactly which day is Yom Tov, Amar Rav, B'Yishuv Aser, B'Midbar Mutar. They may nevertheless not do Malacha on the second day of Yom Tov when they are B'Yishuv among other people, but may do Malacha when they are B'Midbar in the desert where there are no people around. The Gemara relates, Rav Nosson Bar Asya, Azal Mi Be Rav La Pumbadisa B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Atzeres. Rav Nosson Bar Asya traveled to Pumbadisa on the second day of Shavuos in violation of the Minhag HaMakom, which was observing Yom Tov Sheni. There are two versions whether Rav Yosef put him in Cherem, excommunication, the most severe punishment, or gave him Malkus, lashes, the less severe punishment. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Kayetzabai HaMoylech Peres. If one brought Shemitah fruits from a place where this type of produce was still available to animals in the field, to where it is no longer available, or vice versa, the Tanakhama holds Chayiv Levar. He has to treat them with the stringencies of both places and do beer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tsei v'havi l'cho af ata. You go bring for yourself. The Gemara at first assumes that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the case of when the fruits are still available in his town of origin, but not available here, and they may eat them in the current town because the other townspeople can also go to his town of origin to get similar fruit. The Gemara rejects this because it is difficult to say that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the idea that a person is bound by the chumras of both places. The Gemara gives five possible explanations for the words of Rabbi Yehuda. First, he's speaking about a case where he brought the fruit from one place where it was available to another place where it was also available, but then found out that it is no longer available in the original place. Tanakhama holds, he must do beer because of Chomer Mokum Sheyatzim Misham. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that he does not have to do beer, because Tzei V'Hav L'cha Af Ata, he can tell the people from his hometown to come here as he did and find it available. In other words, he's not going against Chomer Mokum Sheyatzim Misham. The Gemara rejects this pshat, because Rabbi Elazar taught us, Lo'om Rabbi Yehuda El L'chomer, Rabbi Yehuda is supposed to be teaching a chumrah, not a kula. Therefore, the Gemara says, epach, the opinions are reversed. In this case, the Tanakhama does not require beer, because when he left, there was no isra on the peiris, since they were still available at the time he left. And Rabbi Yehuda does require beer, because tzei b'hav l'cha afata, right now, there are no more fruits available in his place of origin, creating an isra on his fruits. Third, Abaye suggests that the case is basically the same as we learned originally, and that the fruits were brought from a place where they were still available to a place that they are not available. However, they were then brought back to the original place. Tanakhama holds that since they are available in the current town, there is no chiyuv beer. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that once they were brought to a place where they are no longer available, they become chayiv in beer. Rav Ashi rejects this because it doesn't make sense for Rabbi Yehuda to say that the fruits are forever considered to belong to the second town just because they were brought there for a short while. Fourth, therefore, Rav Ashi suggests that the Tanakhama holds lekula like Rabbi Yeshua, that if a person has three types of vegetables being pickled in a single barrel, he can eat all of them as long as even one of them is still available in the field. And Rabbi Yehuda holds lechumra like Rabbi Gamliel, that he can only eat the particular type of vegetable that is still available in the field. Finally, Ravina suggests that the Tanakhama holds like the Tanakhama of a Braisa, who says that the mitzvah's beer only begins when all dates, even the ones stuck between the thorns of a palm tree, are gone. Behuda holds like Shimon Gamliel, who says that the mitzvah's beer begins even when the dates are still available between the thorns, because the animals won't be able to get to them when they are stuck between the thorns. The Gemara goes on to discuss several issues of the mitzvah of beer. Shalosh Arotzes LeBir. There are three basic regions of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to beer. Yehuda, Ve'eber HaYarden, Ve'Galil. Although each region is naturally divided into three types of areas, mountains, lowlands, and valleys, we do not consider them distinct areas. As long as the produce is available anywhere in the region, the mitzvah beer does not apply. Once it is not available anywhere in that region, even though it is available in the other two regions, the mitzvah beer applies because animals from one region cannot live on produce from a different region. Tanaban, Peiris sheyatzu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. If fruits were brought out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, the Tanakhama holds we do beer wherever they are, and if Shimon Elazar holds, they should be brought back to Eretz Yisrael for beer. When there was some debate of how Rebbe Vo passed in this machlekes, Rav Safra relied on Rav Huna B'Reid of Ikka, who said that Rebbe Vo allowed doing the beer in Chutz La'aretz, because Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Ikka was known to be extremely precise in reviewing the teachings of his Rebbe, Rebbe Vo. Rabbi Eliyahu cuts kafniyasa de shvius. During a Shemitah year, Rabbi Eliyahu cut down a date tree that had small unripe dates on it. The Gemara asks, Hechi aber hachi la'achla merachmana v'lo lehafsid. How is he permitted to do this if we darshan that while you may eat Shemitah produce, it is usher to destroy Shemitah produce? The Gemara offers two answers. First, it is a machlekes whether dates are considered fruit at this early stage. Rav Nachman follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that they are considered fruit, while Rabbi Lahi follows the opinion of the Rabbanan who do not consider them fruit. The Gemara rejects this answer because the Rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi Yosi regarding grapes and carobs and olives, but not dates. Instead, the Gemara answers, El Rabbi Lahi bidin eschani cuts. Rabbi Lahi cut down a male palm tree whose dates never fully ripen on the tree but in baskets. Therefore, chopping down the tree did not destroy the fruit.